Good morning, everybody. The food looks great. Can you hear me in the back? Okay. So the industry extension breakfast started a few years ago. We decided that industry and extension work actually very closely together, so it was an ideal mixture to put us together. This helps us exchange ideas in the room and start doing some networking. So I hope that you're enjoying this, and I'd like to start the day by giving out a few awards. Every year, industry offers a travel grant to two excellent students. They have to supply their academic record, a letter from their advisor, and an essay, 500-word essay. This year we had 17 wonderful applicants, and it was a very, very tough decision. But in the end, there were two students that stood out amongst the rest of them and did a very excellent job. And one of them is Talon Baker. Thank you. Good job. And the other student is Elizabeth Barton. Is she in the room? Oh, there you are. I think we have some general announcements. Susan, do you have anything? Karen? Karen? Yeah.
I didn't hear my Thank you.
Morning, everyone. I have to get on my tiptoes. this is why I don't use Podia very often. I'm Karen Panter. I am involved in numerous things with ASHS, but one of the most important is some of our certification programs. And we are trying to elevate the visibility as well as increase the number of certified horticulturists we have. And this seemed like a good opportunity to talk about that a little bit. Just very briefly, ASHS, for those of you who don't know, we have two major certification programs, and I'll hand these out. Maybe we'll start around this way. The first one is Certified Professional Horticulturist, which is a combination of degrees and experience, work experience. I am a CPH, a number of us around here are CPHs, and I think just about everybody in this room could be a CPH. Within the CPH, there's also a lower level that doesn't require quite as much education and experience called the Associate Professional Horticulturist, and that's a good place for some students actually to start. That one, the CPH and APH do not require testing, but there is a fairly lengthy application form. It's not terribly difficult to do, but I would encourage all of you to look at that, and we're trying to make sure that all those of us in extension and industry could maybe benefit from being certified professional horticulturists. The other program we have is the Certified Horticulturist, the CH program. And that one is designated for those who may or may not have any formal education in horticulture. It does require a test, and that is provided at numerous sites around the country every year. I do one in Wyoming every January or February. We actually did the first one a number of years ago. And that one is targeted towards practitioners. So those of you who may have students working in the industry or thinking about it, or those are the folks that we're interested in for the CH program. And we're just trying to make sure that everyone is aware of this. Many people in extension, specialists, county educators, those of you in industry have workers and colleagues who might benefit from this. And it's just a way to make sure that there is a certain level of professionalism within our industry, and that's what we're trying to work on. So I will be here the rest of today and probably tomorrow morning, so if anybody has questions, feel free to ask me. There are numerous Those of you who are certified, I know there's several in this room. Casey is one. maybe that's all. There's two. Okay, three. Oh, excellent. Good job. Yeah, I see a few hands here and there. So it would be great if you would all look at it and see if you could maybe potentially become certified yourselves or know someone who would benefit. So that's all. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. So every year, the industry division likes to give an award for an outstanding person and an outstanding company, a company and an individual who has a mission and a goal for sustainable agriculture, sustainable company, for exceptional scientists, all different types of things, and we like to choose an outstanding person to recognize for his or her support of the agricultural industry and environmental stewardship. This year, ASHS is proud to present the President's Distinguished Industry Achievement Award to Anthony Tony Simmons. Mr. Simmons is the elected Chief Executive Officer of McElhaney Company, maker of Tabasco brand products, a great-great-grandson of Edmund McElhaney, creator of Tabasco sauce. I remember when I was in college, that was about 100 years ago, hearing about Avery Island and the wonderful work that the Tabasco company was doing there with their bird sanctuary. And so when we decided to come to New Orleans, I decided to look them up. And so I'm very excited to give the award to Mr. Simmons, who is a member of the fifth generation of the McElhaney family, involved in the production of Tabasco, and is the seventh family member to assume leadership of the family-owned and operated company. Currently serving as president, Mr. Simmons joined the board in 1998 and was elected as vice president in 2000, president in 2012, and chief executive officer in 2013. Mr. Simmons is a New Orleans native and an avid outdoor sportsman. In addition to Tabasco sauce production, Avery Island, Louisiana is home to a vast wildlife preserve, jungle gardens, and a bird sanctuary called Bird City. Mr. Simmons and Tabasco, leadership and passion about maintaining the environmental legacy began by E.A. McElhaney in the late 1800s. At that time, plume hunters slaughtered egrets, a native bird species, by the thousands. Mr. McElhaney gathered 8 young egrets, raised them in captivity on the island, and released them in the fall to migrate across the Gulf of Mexico. The following spring, the birds returned to the island along with others, a migration that continues to this day. Jungle Gardens is also home to a number of rare plants, including numerous varieties of azalea, Japanese camellia, Egyptian papyrus, and other botanical treasures. Today, the pristine beauty of this wildlife refuge attracts visitors from all over the world. In season, visitors to Avery Island can expect to see a variety of azaleas, camellias, and bamboo, in addition to alligators, deer, and raccoon that live in the hills and marshes. So it is my pleasure to offer this award to Anthony Tony Simmons.